Firstly, my expectation is that the government will recognize the importance of youth unemployment so that some allocation will be made in that respect so that youth employment will be tackled appropriately. And also, we have to think about the Dunso-Dunso problem so that we have to see to it that it comes to an end.
Well, basically, I am looking at the economy getting smooth, the pressure getting lesser. But if I hear James Avedi say things are going to get tougher again and that the ordinary Ghanaian consumer should expect harsher treatment, then I'm believing the direction at which we are going, the focus is seriously lost. And we've always been told to tighten our seatbelt for all this while. We have done that about 2-3 years back. But this time, the expectation of me as just an ordinary Ghanaian should be to loosen the seatbelt. The tax net, okay, should be a little close. The range of tax should be a little down.
I would wish the Minister of Finance would address the economic issues we're facing right now, because the way things are going is not good at all. Everything has fallen apart. You see, everything today, this problem, tomorrow, this problem. So we would wish that he really addresses the problems on the ground. Sometimes when he reads the budget, he wouldn't tackle the most important issues we're facing. But tomorrow, I would wish that he addresses the most important problems we face right now. Most people are going on strike. The two-tier pension that people are going on strike, they should really address that problem. In fact, today this union is going on strike. Tomorrow this union is going on strike. It's not fair. Before we realize there may be coup d'etat in the country, like what happened in Burkina Faso here.